An Iraqi jihadist group has claimed responsibility for the suicide bomb attack late last night in Iraq that killed 9 American soldiers and wounded 21. The attack was one of the most deadly against U.S. ground troops in more than a year. The victims were all from the Army's 82nd Airborne Division based at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Baghdad.
The claim of responsibility appeared today on a jihadist website. It came from a group known as the Islamic State of Iraq. The Islamic State of Iraq is an umbrella grouping believed to include many separate Sunni insurgent formations, including al-Qaeda in Iraq. The attack took place on a U.S. patrol base at an Iraqi school near the town of Bakuba in Diyala province, northeast of Baghdad. According to local residents, the patrol base first came under fire from insurgent snipers several hours before sunrise. Then, according to the U.S. military, one driver rammed a truck into concrete blast walls protecting the base. That explosion opened up the way for a second suicide attacker, also driving a truck, which exploded close to the school. The building collapsed, killing some of the Americans inside. Diyala has become one of the most contested regions of Iraq, especially since the security crackdown in Baghdad got underway more than 2 months ago. It is believed that many insurgents active in Baghdad have withdrawn to Diyala. The provincial capital, Bakuba, has long been a hotbed of insurgent activity, with parts of the city firmly under the control of the insurgency. The Islamic State of Iraq's claim of responsibility could not be confirmed independently. The posting on the website said the attack killed 30 American soldiers, a claim the U.S. military denied. There have been recent reports of trouble among the groups that joined the Islamic State of Iraq. Recent jihadist website postings claim that al-Qaeda has carried out the killing of some prominent figures associated with other Sunni insurgent groups. These postings have appealed to insurgents to discontinue their cooperation with al-Qaeda forces here. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.